This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, I didn't take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another Session of Sanity, right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with us. Did you miss me over the weekend? Did anybody miss me? Does anybody care? I guess that's the real question.
I missed you.
You did? Yeah. How could you miss me? You were with me all weekend. I mean, seriously. I am Joe Basile, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly being part of the conversation. And I appreciate it. I appreciate when you're involved. I appreciate when you're engaged. I appreciate when you're around and we're conversing with you. Conversing is good, right? Conversing, at least you have a clue. You know what's going on and we're playing nice together. So Kimberly Moreno will be on after the show. After the show, yes, right. You won't get to hear her at all after the break. And I very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. The, man, I don't watch the award ceremonies. We don't. I mean, never been, I don't think in the years that we've been together you've ever said, hey, record that. I want to see the awards when we get back. No, I haven't either. You know, I always joke about the fact that, you know, here's a bunch of people that are lying. They lie for a living. Why should I care what they're doing or what they think or anything else along those lines? Makes no sense to me. But I guess it does to some people. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, Christian Bale this week, you know, if you ever wanted proof that these guys, these peoples, are in league. Now, I'm not trying to get all religiously hooky on you or spiritual or any of that stuff. But if you ever wanted proof that these guys were into the whole satanic thing, it's amazing to me. It's always been amazing to me the way we let them get away. All right. I was so irritated with this earlier. Obviously, I can't get it out the way I want to. But what I was going to say to you, peoples, is why do you let this happen? Right? Especially my Christian / religious people. Why do you do this? Here, let me see if I can get this.
Maddox, and I would...
Oh, forget about it. He's never going to get it out anyhow. Look at here's a guy. He got up at the I don't even know what the awards were, the movie awards over the week. Come on, one of you people out there know this. You know it a heck of a lot better than I do. That's for sure. But he got up there and thanked Satan for the inspiration of doing the Dick Cheney is, I guess, is who he played. And he thanks Satan for the inspiration of doing that. Now, everybody applauded him. There were a few moans and groans in there, but nothing really amazingly, you know, outward to let you know there was a problem. And yet, we as Christians, we as conservatives, we still go buy his stuff. We still go see his movies. We still support Hollywood. Why do we do that? And I jumped right into it tonight. And I'm good with that. Why is it that you're good with supporting him? You're good, you, the generic you, is good with supporting him. When I don't know if he's an inspiration to your children necessarily. And I'm not suggesting he is. But he is an inspiration to some. And every time you guys go to the movies, every time you go support these people, yeah, these people, Hollywood, you're putting money in their pockets so they can do more of this stupid stuff. Now, on top of all of that, you ready for this? Back in July, well, July 2008, right, he was accused of, picked up by the police for assault on family members. But this is a guy that we should go... See, we complain. We complain about the football players. We complain about what goes on in Hollywood as conservatives. And then we go see their movies and we buy their stuff. Right? So, it's kind of a mixed message, don't you think? That we sit here and we tell people we shouldn't be involved in this and we shouldn't be involved in that. We shouldn't be part of supporting things we don't believe in. And yet, how many of you are going to keep going back and seeing movies in Hollywood? How many of you are going to support actors or at least check out the actors before you truly give them your support? It's always been an anomaly. You know, okay, here we go. Right off the bat, Monday, sorry. But it's always been just a confusion to me as to how quick we are to get on the case of these people for some of the stuff that they do, yet we're supporting the stuff they do. Do you understand that by going to their movies, by supporting the studios that they work for or work under, you're giving them money to be able to make more movies, to put more money in each other's pockets? I mean, heck, can you imagine? I don't believe, like The View, I don't believe that everybody in that audience is hardcore left-wing atheists. And yet, when they go off on Christians, when they go off on religious beliefs, the place applauds and goes crazy. Why? Maybe Kimberly Marin can help me figure this out on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Mattini, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mascina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mascina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up. That's right, both of them. Yeah.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5568. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and truly, truly, honestly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. And listen, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There is so much going on up there, so much happening. And you just want to be a part of it. All right, Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. I so much appreciate her time with me and her perspective, unique perspective on how to deal with these Maronis. I have another way to put it. Maronis in the legislature.
I like that.
You like that? I mean,
yeah.
How else you can say it? How else can you say
morons?
It? Anyway.
Just straight up morons?
No kidding. Oh, God bless America. It is amazing to me. Look at, are you an award watcher? Like the awards this weekend?
No.
Oh, I didn't think so.
No.
No. But I was getting on my Christian friends and saying, oh, who was it? Christian Bale came out and said that he wanted to thank Satan for the inspiration. I guess he played Dick Cheney. This shows you how much I even care. But he played Dick Cheney in the movie. And that's what he's
doing. What movie?
Vice. I guess it's all about Cheney, the vice president or something. I don't know.
I'm sure it was a realistic, truthful movie, too.
You know, what do you mean, portraying Dick Cheney? So anyway, what I loved about it, though, is you had a few people moan and groan, but most of them kind of went along with him and what have you. And I'm thinking to myself, really? So my conservative / Christian friends, are you still going to Hollywood? Are you still... See, we get... I'm on one of these mantras. We get what we deserve. We deserve these legislators. We deserve Trump getting a hard time putting the wall up because we needed to replace those wonderful people in Congress and get him the team, get him the support he actually needs. No?
Yeah.
No.
No, it's totally, and it's our own fault. When this country is going to go over the cliff. With all the lunatics that are in office across the country at the state, local, and federal level. And it's the voters' fault. It's the voters' fault that they are so dumb they fall for the propaganda that's being pushed by the left and the media. And, you know, we each of us has to be responsible for verifying the truth. And the truth is out there. You can find it.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, but wait a minute. You have to work at it. Yeah,
I know. It's a little bit of work. But guess what? There's people like yourself, myself, and lots of others who actually do the research, do the hard work, and provide it for you. So when the mainstream media posts something and you kind of question it and you're like, that kind of sounds odd. Go look for it elsewhere. Someone probably already wrote about it, called them out for it, wrote the truth about it, have the facts to back it up. Because that's how I started in all of this. So it's out there.
You know, I was with a group of guys Sunday night. We were talking about politics and they don't even know where to get the information. And they were telling me they rely on people like me and a few others to get their info, but they don't really always pay attention. You know, they've got kids. They're trying to live their lives. They go, do you understand? Yeah, but... What people don't understand is I get you trying to live your life. I get you trying to, you know, not get involved in all the politics and try to figure it out. But do you understand what they're doing to your children in the education system and what they're doing?
They're destroying.
Bingo.
Yeah. Do they want a future for their kids? Because their children's future is being destroyed because the left has taken over public education and destroyed it. They've taken over multiple areas of government and destroyed it. It's sad to say we let this happen because we were taking care of our kids and working and trying to live a life and make everybody be happy, and nobody was paying attention. Are not enough people.
No. Well, they don't listen. Some of this stuff I'm finding out, I'm thinking, is so outrageous, so outlandish that you sit there and go, that can't be true. People wouldn't do something like that, right? Or look at a perfect example. The doctor who threatened to give the Jewish patients the wrong meds, right? Did you hear about that one in Ohio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Now, if you saw that as a headline across your screen, you would say, oh, that can't be true. They must have misunderstood the doctor. And even if they did, the state will jump in, get that doctor out there and take the license. Not so. Right? There's a group out there now trying to get the state of Ohio to revoke or at least suspend the license of the medical resident who made those anti-Semitic remarks. And I can't believe that we're even discussing that they should take the license away and get that person out of the hospital. That's where we've come to. Right?
Joe, we see so many insane things now. It used to be all come from The Onion, and The Onion is
more
realistic now than real life.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I see some of the stuff, and you're right. I have to actually go look and see if it's an onion story, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the nitwits in New Hampshire, now that Democrats took over, they want to ban plastic straws. And
did they come from California?
God, they probably got the stupid bill from California because we have a gun control bill from California, so why not?
Oh, God.
So I'm reading all the comments, and, you know, the biggest thing is, well, apparently Democrats now hate children, the elderly, the sick, and disabled, because those are all groups of people that use straws for a reason. Not just for the heck of it, like me, but they use it for a reason. You should have... I can't even explain how disgusting people were. A woman was posted on there how she's disabled and she has to use straws and they have to be the bendy ones because the metal ones don't bend, blah, blah, blah. And somebody's like, just deal with it. Just get some paper straws or something.
Oh,
which
yeah,
are
I know,
terrible.
People are just stupid. Look at it. Look at the back and forth between Cortez and Scalise, right? And the Cortez people are you know, violently attacking, or verbally attacking, I should say, Scalise online. And I'm thinking to myself, what happened to all the Trump, love Trump's hate? That they're the ones that, they're the sane ones. They're the rational ones. I mean, this really is bringing this out of them, and it's getting worse and worse as the days go on, isn't it?
I think these people were always like this. It's just that they have a platform now with social media.
Yeah. Well, I've always said
you didn't.
You don't become
a lunatic overnight.
No. You have to.
Usually,
it takes years. You have to work at it.
Well, no. Some of these people, I think, are born that way, which is why they're on the left. But
they cultivate it. They make it grow, and they flourish in it. It's like a bad rash under your skin. It just all of a sudden comes out to the top, and you don't even know what to do about it. Hey, we gotta go for a break. When we come back, Cortez wants a 70% income tax. Has she figured out that if she gets hit with a 70% income tax, she won't even be able to, never mind live, she won't be able to eat in D.C. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Marin will be with us on the other side of the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing. It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
Better watch what you ask for. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5568. Thanks so much for joining us. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's so much you could do up on the website. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. Let me just bring her in and get to it. Kimberly Moran joins me, as she does every week, to bring a different perspective on the issues of the day. And you know, and since she's a woman, which is really, you do identify as a woman, right? I mean, you're good with all that?
I was born that way, yep.
Okay. So, since you, that's why I can do the women's issues with her. And then you guys can get off my case. Don't send me the emails to say I'm not a woman, therefore I can't talk about the uterine issues. Sure. That works out well. Anyhow. No, I used to love it. I'd get the emails where I couldn't talk about gay issues because I wasn't gay. Couldn't talk about female issues because I wasn't a female. I couldn't talk about black issues. Like, are you people serious? Then listen, ladies, stop talking about men issues because you're not men. But apparently it doesn't
right?
work that way, right? I mean, seriously.
No. No, they can talk about anything they want. They are just select about what everyone else can talk about.
Oh, yeah. So, speaking of being a selective idiot, Cortez, she wants a 70% income tax on the wealthy. Now, she came back to clarify at one point and said, well, it's over, you know, only when you make over like $10 million, the richest of the rich, and, you know, and it should go on a scale so that the more money you make, the more taxes you pay. And I'm thinking to myself, don't we all?
God, she's a moron.
Don't we already do that?
Didn't she major in economics?
No, she majored in bartending.
I mean, was her
no
professor Paul Krugman? I mean, she just fails at economics across the board like most leftists do.
No, you know, the kind of thing she went through is that you take these two bottles of vodkas and you empty a third of each into this bottle, empty bottle, and you add water to it and water to the other two. Now you have three full bottles of vodka. And that's the kind of economics she went through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she redistributed the vodka.
There you go. Redistribution of alcohol. That must have made her really excited. I did a whole story on her. I don't know. You know her real story where she grew up. She grew up in an affluent area in her high school that she, which I don't know if... If this is not an act, then that high school needs to be closed down because supposedly it's a great high school in an affluent area. The kids going out, coming out of there are going to great colleges across the country. What happened to her? Too many.
Not everyone is born with. Look, not everybody is born with more than a couple brain cells.
God.
But the thing is, they. The people love her because she's, you know, even though she's completely moronic, her supporters really like her because people keep giving her attention, and they don't know better either. They're just as dumb. Now, a regular American knows that she's out of her mind, but her supporters don't. And how many regular Americans, think about it, how many regular Americans who are clueless would think, oh, I think she's, oh, tax the rich more, let's do that. You know what I mean?
But I want you to think about something. They voted her in.
Yeah, how many people actually voted?
Yeah, well, I got you. Just like the de Blasio thing. I used to feel bad for these people, but now I don't, because de Blasio doesn't come out. I mean, they didn't come out. They didn't vote. They voted in low numbers again, and look who they got. So if they're not going to get off their butts, they're not going to do anything, then you know what? They go pound sand. And I don't even know what to say at that point.
Right. Exactly.
And it's just, it's frightening to know that there's people out there voting for, I don't know, maybe a name, maybe the way somebody looks, maybe the fact that they're closer to being one of us. I don't even know how to... I'm confused by it. Let's just put it that way. Anyhow. I know.
I don't know what to say. All we can do is keep trying to inform people, give them the truth, explain to them how important it is to vote, how important it is to vote for people who will actually follow the Constitution and who don't want to screw you out of your own earnings more so they can give it to other people. Because in general, most people don't want that. But you can lead a horse to water. That's all you can do.
This is the group that keeps telling us how much of a liar Donald Trump is, and how much he can't find the truth, and how much how the Republicans are such liars as well. But when Ocasio Cortez was responding to was it Anderson Cooper? Is Anderson Cooper now doing 60 Minutes? Did I miss something here?
Oh,
what a slap.
Was that? Yeah. Oh, so I did see that. Yeah.
Yeah, what a, jeez, 60 Minutes.
I don't watch 60 Minutes anymore.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
I liked John Stossel when he was on it.
Yeah. So Cooper goes down the road of her fuzzy math, right? And she says that people are more concerned with being accurate on facts than being morally right. And he says, well, one of the criticisms of you is that your math is always fuzzy. All right. She didn't have a comeback for that. She just danced around the issue. Now, if that was Trump, they would have kept pressing him, right?
Yep.
And when she said that the Pentagon spent, what was it, $21 trillion that couldn't be traced. I want you to think about that, people. She claimed that the Pentagon spent $21 trillion that couldn't be traced.
And guess what?
She drank one of those watered-down bottles of vodka. I don't know.
No, and the thing is, it's not, she can't, she's not, you know, once in a while people misspeak, right?
Right,
we get
that. All the time. Yeah.
And you can just laugh, whatever. But she does it on a regular basis, so she really believes the things she's saying until someone says to her, what the hell are you talking about?
Right. But she still, look at, again, back to, remember, this is the party, this is the group of people that say, you know, they're so righteous, they're so, you know, they've got it together, they understand what's going on. And then what does Sheila Jackson Lee do this weekend? Right? She jumps out about the terrible, terrible shooting But that little girl, what was she, 7 years old? All right.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, Jasmine Barnes, right? Just disgusting.
Yep.
And so right away they're calling it a hate crime because it had to be a white guy that shot her. Somebody said they thought they saw a white guy that shot her. Yada, yada, yada. And she jumps all over this, you know, there it is, you know, it's a hate crime, and we're still having this go on in the streets, yeah, like we were having it during Obama's day. But anyway, the long and short of this, what happens? They have a black man that confesses to it.
Yep.
Okay? And what is she? She's still out there calling it a hate crime. She doesn't care. You know, I'm thinking to myself, really?
Oh, I heard her.
Serious?
Oh, she's one of the biggest morons in Congress as well. I heard her saying, I don't apologize for what I said. It still stands. There's so much hate now in this country or something like that. I'm like, I wanted to say, sweetheart, that happened under Obama.
Yeah, oh.
And that's when it happened.
Nope, they're not. They, even when I talked to some of my friends that I thought had more than one brain cell, and I say, listen, are you telling me this all ramped up in a 24-month period? Or I'll even give you the benefit of the doubt. Let's say it's 36 months, right? A year out from when he was started to run. Are you saying he ginned up all this hate? Is that really what you're trying to put on the table? And they say yes. They, yeah. Well, it's never been like this.
That's were
yes,
they
it was.
Were they asleep during 8 years of Obama?
No, they were infatuated with him. You know that as well as I do. They
yep.
He was
the
new Messiah of the century. Sick, extremely sick. Anyway,
this is and this is part of the problem, Joe, is people, and you have it on the right too. With some Trump supporters.
Yep.
But people are so enamored or whatever by these politicians, whoever, whichever politician it might be, that they have blinders on.
Yeah.
And that's frightening. That's actually frightening because if you are that enamored, you'll follow them right over the cliff and you're done.
Yeah, people have got to be... Look, it doesn't matter whether it's Trump or Reagan or anybody. Reagan made mistakes, too. And we have to be willing to call
thanks,
him out.
Amnesty, yeah.
Right? Yeah. I was explaining today to somebody, the Dems, we have to be very careful in making a deal with the Democrats because they've done this to us for decades. They did it to Reagan. They made a deal with him, and what happened? Right after the deal was made, right after he signed the paperwork, right after he gave amnesty, all of a sudden... There was no money to secure the border.
Yeah, we got screwed.
Right. We got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Kimberly Marin will still join us on the other side of the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. You just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Look, at tomorrow night, we're going to have retired General Paul Valley is going to join us, and we're going to talk about what's going on in Syria. Why, can we pull out really fast? Do we have to trickle it out? Do we have to leave anybody behind? I mean, he has talked about, the military plans and what we can do and what we can't do for years. And he's been saying, we don't need to be everywhere. Our military can get any place in a relatively short period of time. So again, we'll talk to him tomorrow night about that. If you have any questions, you can always send them to me, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week. Always have a lot of fun with her. Different perspective. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
All right, so this one should make you extremely happy. Right? We finally got a judge in Los Angeles to say, hey, you have got to clean up the rolls in L.A. County. So the L.A. County Registrar of Voters has got to remove up to 1.5 million inactive voters from the county voter rolls. Now, you made a funny during the break. You said, well, of course, it's the law. And I just couldn't stop laughing. Right? I mean, how many times do these guys actually do what they're supposed to do when it comes to voting rolls, voter rolls?
Yeah, exactly. And in California, they'll probably just take all Republican voters off.
That might be more right than you know.
I do not. I have, because I took that red pill back in 2008, and I know you've been doing this a lot longer, a lot of other people have been doing this a lot longer, I can't believe the corruption that is across this country at local, state, and federal level. It's so incredible, and that's just what we know. So I don't doubt that
right.
They would do that.
Yeah, just no, I like that you said that. It's just what we know. You're exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, what we haven't caught, what we don't know. You know, again, during the election, when you heard about what was going on in Florida, they were bringing boxes in that weren't sealed from, you know, trucks in the alleyway, in the back door, and you're thinking, are we serious? Are we really allowing this to happen?
And yeah.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
It's absolutely insane what goes on across this country at all levels, every single level of government. I don't care if you have a town of just a few hundred people or you're in a big, huge city like New York City. It's going on across the country. And I'm sure the bigger the city, the worse it is, because usually at the smaller towns, people seem to pay more attention, at least some people. But even those people get away with corruption for a long time until someone comes around and says, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute, wait a minute. What's going on here?
Well, you have, I don't know if you have it in New Hampshire, too. You have ballot harvesting, right?
No, what's that?
Okay, so, that's not to make you crazy. Well, it used to be that, right, you could only take a ballot, somebody's absentee ballot in if you were in the same household, or family member, it had to be signed, that kind of thing, right?
So no, we don't have that here.
Well, no. That was a couple of years ago. Now the law in California is I could go down to my local precinct, and on my way I could decide to be a really good citizen. And I could stop off at every house on the street and say, hey, have you mailed your absentee ballot in? Because if you haven't yet, I'll just take it with me.
Are you kidding me? The
no.
FBI has stated years ago, the FBI stated that nursing homes are a hotbed of voter fraud because of that exact reason, because someone else has to take the absentee ballots in for the patients.
Yep. No,
and,
we had,
oh, my.
They had people showing up at the county voter, you know, the registrar with 100 of these things in their hand, 50, 200 of these things in their hand when they were showing up there. And it's like, yeah, you know, I just thought I'd be a good Samaritan. I walked a, you know, good citizen, and I went through my precinct, and I picked up all the ones that people hadn't mailed out yet because I wanted to make sure they got in. And then even some of them, I joked about this even with my postman. I said, look, they allowed you to mail them in up to the day, you know, up to that day of the election. So if you could get into the local mailbox that got picked up at 5:35, and you could dump your absentee in there and it got postmarked before 5:35, then your vote would get counted. They had votes coming in. They had absentee ballots coming into the county 10 days later. Now, either the post office really sucks, and within your own county they can't get a ballot from, you know, one part of the county 60 miles over to the other part of the county within 9 days. That's crazy. But they took them, and they counted them.
What state is it? Is it Oregon that only has mail-in voting now?
I think it one of the states is. I think you're right.
Or is it Washington?
Hold on.
Mail-in.
We'll look it up.
I know. Yeah, I'm looking it up, too. Because
well,
yeah. I heard that, and that's it's one of those on the West Coast. It's either Oregon or Washington, and that's the most insane thing I ever heard of in my life.
Three, Oregon, Washington, Colorado. Now, conduct all elections by mail.
That's insanity.
A ballot is automatically mailed to every registered voter in advance of Election Day. And traditional in-person voting are not available. Period.
That's insanity. That's insanity. Those three states are screwed for the rest of their existence unless they get rid of that law.
No, isn't it funny how the Dems are so worried about somebody's vote being stolen or somebody not being able to get a chance to vote and not being able to get to, but yet they're all behind this. They're all behind. Well, what if the person can't get there to sign up for an absentee ballot? This makes absolutely no sense. But Oregon, Washington, yes, and Colorado now are three states that you can't go to a precinct even if you want to.
So think about the massive amounts of voter fraud that can happen as a result of that insane law.
Like that? Only Republicans are like that. Don't you know that?
Yo, wow.
Don't you love the two terms that I always love? They want to get rid of the Electoral College because it only favors Republicans. Right. It only favors Republicans. But
in some years, it favors Democrats in the years when Democrats win, you morons.
But when it comes to absentee ballots and or provisional ballots, they tend to always go towards Democrats. I wonder why that is.
Of course they do. Yeah.
And you know what? And you ever notice that it seems to be really hard to get our military votes in. It seems to be really hard to get votes out to our military people and then back in time for Election Day.
Always.
Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that the majority of those votes break Republican?
Yeah. And do you ever notice that the votes that get discovered in the trunk of a car or the back of a truck are usually Democrat votes?
What was it? The one in the sheriff's department, they found three boxes of ballots in a teacher's, well, and it was in a closet at a school, and the teacher found them. Which means that somebody at the polling place either swapped them out, didn't bring them in, didn't want to drive in with them, and left them in the closet.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Sorry. They just, fell off the back of a truck.
Yeah, well, that sounds like a Boston thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, it does.
I got some extra TVs for you. The guy left them. They fell off the back of the truck, but they still work.
Yeah, it's really cheap. Come here.
Yeah, take a look. No, it is getting worse. California, we had our first earthquake today. It was right about the time that Gavin Newsom got sworn in. I mean, seriously, that chill went through here. It was like an Arctic blast. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm waiting. This is definitely the beginning of the end. No question about it.
Yeah. You know, California's done.
Oh, first thing he calls for is he wants a bill on his desk. You ready for this one? For free health care for illegal immigrants.
No.
What?
He wants Medicare for all, and he'll give it to illegal aliens, and he doesn't want the border wall or the borders to be secure. So how many do you think are going to be coming flying over there to get all the free stuff that Gavin Dipwad Newsom wants to give them?
At least Jerry Brown, Governor Moonbeam, he knew he couldn't sustain that. They wouldn't try to push that through with him because he said, look, it's a non-starter. I'll kill it on my desk. We can't pull that off. And, it's really funny because they always highlight the fact that they are the world's fifth largest economy, right? They have some $2.7 trillion a year, right? Now think about this. They are the fifth largest economy. However, here's the math that's kind of fuzzy for me. They make up 16% of the country's population. They account for over 31% of the country's welfare. How does that work?
Huh. Yeah, and they have the highest number of poor people and homeless people.
Oh, yeah, we could have a field day with those numbers. You're right. And we have the highest number of kids that don't graduate high school. I mean, we can go through this whole thing all day long. We're 47th when it comes to education. But we run around touting how great it is, how wonderful we are, right?
Yeah,
we have over $1.3 trillion, soon to be $2 trillion, really really soon, in debt to what? Pensions, just pensions. There's no way to pay this. There's no way to fix it.
You know, pretty soon it's going to look like Venezuela because you're going to have all the elites, and then all the people like are going to end up Skid Row because the politicians, the Democrat politicians, are going to just drain the middle class of everything they own. If they don't get out, they're going to be screwed.
There will be no middle class. It'll be rich and poor only.
No.
Anyway, tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteRock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Cool. All right, well, we'll catch up with you more. Hey, listen, coming up in the next hour, don't go far. A Democrat representative says he doesn't know what the Democrats are talking about. We need a wall. Unreal. He probably didn't smoke his weed this morning. We'll be back in a few minutes.